Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulish and Fulpi on Kaya959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m., even though she hasn't been around the past 2 months, participating in a fellowship with the World Institute, World Press Institute. Good morning, Googs.
Top of the morning to you, Saul. But I should be saying good evening because it's almost midnight here.
Oh, snap. It's almost midnight. Which state are you in at the moment?
In the state of Minnesota, which is typically in the Midwest. So we're not too far from the likes of Illinois, which is home to Chicago, and Michigan, which is also a very important swing state that we see in the elections this year.
Wow, man. Obviously, you're covering the elections for us because I think there's implications on business, and economies all over the world, depending on who's in government and the relationship that we have with America.
100%. The implications are significant. And I guess many people have been questioning, well, why are we paying so much attention to the U.S. elections? The truth is you can't afford not to. The U.S., as we know, is a juggernaut, a significant contributor to the global economy, despite the fact that it might have some trade battles and challenges with the likes of Russia as well as China. But it does play a significant role in terms of the IT technology contributions that it makes, and even foreign direct investment, and even the fact that its currency, the U.S. dollar, is mostly used as an international tool for trade and currency for trade. So many have been speculating on the outcomes of the elections. I must tell you, I'm currently at a watch party, been shifting between the two parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, and currently witnessing the outcomes of the voter results and how the Republican parties are responding to it. From a business point of view, this does matter because it does speak to the kind of policies that the Republican Party will implement, many of them really speaking to taxes and tariffs, making sure that there's reduced tariffs and taxes to make sure that American businesses essentially are protected, prioritized, and positioned for profitability, which in itself means that the impact on African businesses and South African businesses themselves will see that perhaps there'll be a lot more flexibility for African institutions and businesses to work slightly independently of the U.S. and with minimal or less interference in comparison to what we've seen in the past, Saul.
So who do we want? Like, what would be good, for our economy? Who would we want, to win? Republican or Democrats?
If you asked me this question 2 months ago, I would have very confidently said we need the Democrats to win. And that's largely based on the fact that South Africa is the U.S. Largest trading partner to the United States on the African continent. And we also play a very critical role when it comes to the outcomes of AGOA. That's the Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, allowing Africa as a whole to trade with no tariffs when exporting our goods to the United States. It's favorable, it's competitive, and it contributes to our GDP. Given what we are seeing now, many have essentially said that, hold on, a Trump victory might not be such a bad thing, given that South Africa and the African continent will not be a key focus for the United States, or perhaps reduce the level of what's been described as quote-unquote meddling and interference that the U.S. typically has in African economies. This might set African economies into a better position where we can prioritize our own level of trade and investment. Instead of having to choose between East or West, we can still hold diplomatic ties with all peers from a global point of view, but making sure that there's less of a reliance on viewing the United States economy as a big brother that is critical to holding our hand and guiding us to economic success, but rather doing that on our own with the collaborative efforts of our peers on the continent. So it differs and it shifts, and there are varying arguments for it. But either way, I guess trade and global economic activity will still have to take place with us as African partners on the continent.
And then what about the stock market performance, the dollar-rand relationship and general trade that this election outcome could possibly affect on those sectors?
This is where I get excited, Saul, because as we know, the dollar is a key currency that is used for international trade. It's typically viewed as a baseline to facilitate trade across the world. What we have seen, though, is that the dollar-rand exchange rate has been fairly strong. The rand was earlier trading at 17.30 to the U.S. dollar. Now it's 17.66. So what this does translate into is the fact that we are seeing a slight strengthening in the U.S. dollar. From an equity point of view and what's happening with stock markets, overall, before the elections, there's been a very bullish or strong run. Essentially, our investments on the stock market have been doing a lot better. Whether or not that will continue or persist with Donald Trump in the presidency has yet to be seen, because there's several factors that speak to it. How it is that Donald Trump government and leadership will protect technology companies, the likes of Tesla and Elon Musk, who continue to contribute to investment in the U.S., but also what that does mean for the taxes that might be reduced for big businesses in the U.S. If we see that, lower taxes will translate into better profits for these entities. So it's a mixed bag. It's filled with excitement, a lot of uncertainty, some skepticism, but overall, this will play an influence, not only in the global economy, but even for us as South Africans. It impacts the currency exchange rate. It also will impact the performance of the stock market. And the stock market, as we know, is where we put our money in to save for our pension. So going to be an interesting couple of weeks, so definitely one for us to watch.
Yeah, we'll definitely be watching. Speaking of the stock markets, what are the markets looking like at the moment?
This has been fantastic. Well, I'll start off with the JSE All Share Index coming closer to home, right? And that maintains its solid performance at 86,642 points. Currency-wise, as mentioned, to the US dollar, we're at 1766. 22.79 to the pound, and now 19.01 against the euro.
Thank you. Gerg, she brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and is still in the USA participating in a fellowship with the World Press Institute.
Business update with Gula 24P on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.